Farage, UK forced to undertake vast military operation every day to deal with Channel migrant crisis. By Victoria Friedman on November 11, 2021. Nigel Farage has said that the scale of operations to pick up illegal aliens in the English Channel looks like a vast military operation, going on to criticize the establishment press and television media for avoiding reporting on the migrant crisis. Officials confirmed to the BBC that in 48 hours, nearly 1,200 illegals arrived or were taken ashore, with 504 crossing in 16 boats on Tuesday and 695 arriving in 22 small vessels on Wednesday. The yearly total to date of those who have made the crossing illegally is now 22,344, almost three times that which crossed in the whole of 2020, when 8,404 migrants made the journey. Nearly 3,000 migrants have illegally entered British territory in the first 10 days of November. According to The Telegraph, almost four times that which made the crossing in the whole of November 2020, when 791 landed, despite the onset of colder weather. The mounting figures come a week after the UK saw a new daily record of 853 illegals land on November 3. During his GB News nightly programme, Brexit leader Nigel Farage remarked on the huge scale of operations being undertaken daily to deal with the massive influx, which includes four lifeboats powered by volunteers of the RNLI, covering a 50-mile stretch of southeast England coastline, five UK Home Office Border Force vessels, drones, and spotter planes. This is like a vast military operation every single day. Goodness knows what the true cost of all of this is, Mr. Farage said on Wednesday night. He continued to criticize the establishment print media and mainstream television news outlets for largely ignoring the English Channel migrant crisis in their coverage, saying, "I think this issue matters. It matters in terms of cost. It matters in terms of our security. I think it matters in terms of the promise that was made to the British people during and after the referendum that we were taking back control of our borders. And yet, nobody else in mainstream media seems to think this is even a story." Last week, Home Secretary Priti Patel sanctioned the offer of £54 million to Paris to stop the flow of migrants, mostly from the Middle East and Africa and largely young men, after French Interior Minister Gérard Darmanin claimed they could intercept a near 100% of illegals if they received the money. "The French have serious questions to answer," a British government source told The Telegraph. "So far, none of the more than 22,000 illegals has been returned to France, the last safe country of entry, as per asylum rules. Plans to implement an Australia-style pushback system of returning the migrants straight to France before they reach British shores could also be halted," with government lawyers reportedly telling Ms. Patel that she could lose any legal challenges if she enforces the returns. Recent reports have also claimed that Border Force cutter captains are unlikely to turn the migrant boats back either. "I think this is a huge, growing crisis, and I fear is that if we don't deal with this next summer, the Channel will begin to look a bit like the Mediterranean did back in 2015, Farage warned.